Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1990. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Protein Hierarchy Within Diet Structure for Building Muscle. So what I want to look at today is what is the most important when it comes to protein within a diet intended to build muscle. And then what are the other factors that we should consider in the order in which they should be considered? So number one is just the daily consistency. We want to have consistency every single day. For myself, for my clients, we often don't vary the desired amount of protein per day, whether it's a training day or not a training day. And the reason why is on the training day, you're going to be causing some muscle damage to the tissues when you train. However, if you train for muscle building, the tissues will take, minimum 24 hours. They're going to take longer than that. Studies have shown somewhere between, say 48, 72 hours-ish, the muscles are going to be building and repairing themselves based on a typical type of training intensity and volume. There's a lot of variability there. But we know that the day after training, your body's demand for protein is still very high because the body is still fixing the damaged tissues. So on training days, we want a lot of protein because we're damaging it on that day. And on non-training days, we want a lot of protein because it's still being repaired and fixed. Muscle tissue is still being repaired and fixed on those days. So that's why we tend to keep protein consistent on training and non-training days. The general recommendation is 0.6 grams per pound of body weight, and that's lean body weight. So your body weight at what would be, say, 10% body fat. It would do 0.6 grams per pound of that, up to 1.2 grams. If you're wanting for maximum muscle growth, you're probably going to be floating around the 1 gram. Some people will argue you don't need more. Some people argue that a little bit less is still okay. You just got to kind of aim for around 1, see the results you're getting. If you feel like you can eat more protein, then go ahead and move up to 1.2. See if that helps you feel like you're getting recovered faster from workouts, you're growing a little bit bigger, you're getting better progressions in your workouts. If you're getting something for it, then keep it up. If you're getting nothing other than like digestive stress, then take it back down. So around the ballpark of 1 gram per lean pound body weight is a good place to be. Now, you'd want to have that consistently every single day. And I literally mean every single day. Try not to miss a day. How many days can you miss and still make progress? The least possible. So you can set yourself a goal of, okay, as long as I get this many days out of this many days. But if you're getting that, why would you not try to get a little better? You don't have to be perfect in order to make progress. But the closer to perfection you are, the better progress you'll make. So just try to do it as often as you can. For my competitive athletes who compete in drug-tested and non-tested shows, I've helped people earn like IFBB pro cards and tested pro cards. And for them, if we miss a day, it's 1 or 2 days a month. That's it. It's pretty consistent. So that's the first thing, is just daily consistency. The second would be distribution around our workouts. Typically, on a training day, we're going to need the most amount of protein after the workout, not necessarily before the workout. Doesn't mean we don't need protein before the workout, just not as much. It's not as kind of time dependent. So the idea is in the workouts, we're causing the damage. And then once the damage is caused, we would like to put some protein in there. If I put protein in there before the workout, I'm still just putting protein in from the last workout. Basically, I'm still kind of fueling the last workout. And the effectiveness of that becomes less and less and less the further and further and further away from the workout you get. So the day of a workout, the meal before the workout is probably going to be the, there's arguable depending on the third thing we talk about is digestion timing, but I'm getting kind of rambly. The idea is that you want your protein to peak right at the end of a workout. So if you work out midday, you're going to have a good protein amount. In the morning, you want to have the peak amount of protein after the workout, and then still good protein throughout the rest of the day. I would encourage people, for the most part, to try to start with having their protein split into thirds. Have a third of your protein in the first 5 to 6 hours of being awake. Have another third of your protein in the second 5 to 6 hours of being awake. And the final third of your protein in the final whatever hours of being awake. Whether that's in one meal in 5 to 6 hours or two meals across that time frame, that's fine. But we typically start with having clients spread their protein out in thirds. So a third in the first third of the day, a third in the second third of the day, and a third in the final third of the day. Then eventually we do start to push clients to have what's called a half quarter quarter. So 25% of the protein basically whatever section of the day that you train. If we're considering breaking our days down into thirds, so the first 5 to 6 hours, the second 5 to 6 hours, and the last 5 or so hours. If you work out in the first 5 to 6 hours of the day, that would be the third of the day that you want to have 50% of your protein intake. And then the remaining thirds of the day, you just have 25%. Maybe you work out midday. Then the first one third of the day, 25% of your protein. The middle of the day, 50% of your protein. And then the final third of the day, 25% of the protein. If you work out in the final one third of the day, then you have 25% of protein in the first third of the day, 25% protein in the middle third of the day, and then you have 50% of protein in the final third of the day. So we keep the thirds concept every 5 to 6 hours of the day, but we weight the block of 5 to 6 hours that you work out in heavier. So we might have up to, like, say 40 to 50% of your protein in that window, whereas the remaining windows, we split the remaining amount of protein between the two windows. Hopefully that made sense. On non-training days, we tend to do the thirds, just third to third, and that tends to take care of protein distribution very well for most people. For most people, if you get into those ranges, you're fine. You don't need to be more precise than that. Just a good way to think of it. The third thing we look at, so we said first was daily consistency. The second was distribution around your workouts. The third is to consider protein digestion timing. So when we eat protein, it doesn't just immediately become available to us. Various sources of protein have various digestion rates, meaning how many grams of that, like how many grams of protein from that source can the body absorb, say, per hour, and then how long does that take, how many hours does that take, depending on the portion size that we would have. The portion size greatly influences the end of the time that you would have absorbed all of the protein, but it doesn't really impact when you start to be able to absorb the protein. So there is some predictability there regardless of portion size. The larger portion, you just have a longer release of the protein into the system. So for example, Greek yogurt starts to be available in the bloodstream within 1 to 2 hours after eating it. Well, if I have a lot of Greek yogurt, it's available within 1 to 2 hours, maybe up to 5 hours, for my body to fully process the Greek yogurt I had. If I had a small amount of Greek yogurt, maybe just process it completely in 2 hours. So it's still available within the 1 to 2 hours, but how long it lasts being a steady release into the bloodstream depends on the amount. But there are some times I'm going to go ahead and list just to give us some general ideas. However, there's a lot of factors that would influence the time. Like I said, portion amount comes into play. Time from previous meal, if you're still digesting a previous meal and you just put another meal on top of that one, it's going to take forever for that to become available. Age, genetics, if you take digestive supplements or not, that can actually help break things down faster and more efficiently. Fiber intake would have an impact. Extra supplementation would have an impact on that as well. So there's a lot of variability. So the numbers I'm about to list, the numbers I'm about to give, are more so meant to just give you an idea and an awareness that different proteins digest at different rates. And therefore, the ones that seem to digest faster, you probably want to have those when you want the protein to be available faster. The ones that seem to digest slower, you want to have those when you want the protein to be available as a slower, steadier release, such as, say, before you go to bed at night. So that way, a nice, steady, slow release of protein throughout the night. But another way of telling you, before I give you these numbers, is if you eat a food And say you're around your calorie maintenance. You're not in a major deficit, not a major surplus, but you're around calorie maintenance and you eat a food. When are you hungry again? So one of the shakes, like one of the things I have is a fruit juice, typically orange juice, about 10 ounces, mixed with 2 1/4 cup Greek yogurt and 1 scoop of vanilla protein powder. I'll drink that. Pretty easy to drink within, you know, a 10-minute window. And it sustains me for about 1.5, 2 hours, and then all of a sudden I'm kind of starting to get hungry again. I have another meal where I have tuna and rice. I'll have 6 or 10 ounces of tuna, and I don't have the thing in front of me, so I can't even look at it. But I have tuna with a pouch of jasmine rice, and I'll have that as a meal. And that lasts about 2-3 hours, so a little bit longer, a little bit more sustainable. Another meal I typically have is chicken and rice. That'll make me feel full for about 5 or 6 hours. And then sometimes I'll have steak and rice, and that can actually sustain me overnight. So usually I can have steak and rice, not feel hungry or really be interested in food for another 6 to 8 hours. So it depends on a lot of factors. However, when you consider when am I hungry again after eating this, that's another good indicator of when has it been processed and when is your body ready for more. So if we look at 1 hour timeline, you're looking at like whey protein, Greek yogurt. 2 to 3 hours, it'd be like pea protein, so more like vegetarian or vegan proteins, chicken and fish. 4 to 6 hours is casein protein, cooked eggs, tofu. 6+ hours is beef. So that's just giving you a general timeline. Is some proteins digest quicker, some proteins digest slower, and it's good to be aware of that so you can actually time that during your day. If I want to wake up and get protein into my bloodstream quickly, I want to have something that digests quickly. So I actually have my Greek yogurt shake as the first thing I have in the day. So that way the protein is starting to be processed and digested within an hour or two, rather than waking up and eating beef, which might take forever for the protein to really fully be released into the bloodstream. The release of beef into the bloodstream, really, like there's studies and there's a ton of research about it, it can happen at only, say, 2 to 3 grams per hour. So that's a slow release, whereas something like whey protein isolate can be released into the bloodstream at 20 grams per hour. So there is a timing component to how much you want available, when you want it available for, but then also how long do you want it available for. Do I want this meal to give me a sustained release of protein for 5 hours? Do I want this meal to give me protein right now? There's some considerations we would make, and that's where this factor would come in, the third factor. So after daily consistency, after distribution around workouts, we would then start to look into protein digestion timing. Then the fourth thing is, and you could arguably make this the third, but I think the fourth would be more, make more sense, is meal frequency. So research suggests that to truly optimize the protein that you consume, you want to stay at around 40 grams of protein per meal. Now, you can definitely put more of that in. The body will process some, but also not process some. So the quality of absorption, the quality of utilization of the protein decreases over 40 grams. Whereas around 40 grams or up to 40 grams, the body uses it very well. Whereas if you go above that, you got it in your face, yes, but is your body actually converting all of that, 100% of it over to muscular tissue and usage? No. It starts to decrease the percentage of utilization, starts to decrease as you go further and further above 40 grams. So it doesn't mean you can't eat more than 40 grams a meal. We've all done that. We all have. But it just means you're not optimizing the protein that you are eating if you're eating greater than 40 grams per meal. So that lets you then know, okay, well, if I don't really want to exceed 40 grams per meal, how many meals do I have to have? So again, meal frequency. For me, for example, I aim for roughly around 250 to 300 grams of protein a day. So I would divide that by 4, whatever the hell that math is. So if we look at, so it would be 7. So 7 meals would give me 280 grams of protein. Now, do I have time in my day to have 7 meals? I'll tell you right now, the answer is no. Could I prioritize that to make it happen? Hell yeah. But do I want to prioritize that to make it happen? Nope, because it comes at the expense of business and relationships and some other aspects that I'm not willing to let go of. So I just have to make that decision and prioritize it as much as I would like. So right now I have on average 5 meals per day. And that's how I get to my 250 to 300 grams of protein. So I'm definitely over the 40 grams per meal. But, you know, I'm happy with the rate of growth I'm getting. My digestion is fine. If I wanted to get better growth, I would consider then spreading my meals out more to try to get better utilization of protein, or I could look at a lot of other factors, such as modifying my workouts to make sure I get maybe maximizing my tissue damage stress. There's a lot you can play with, but that is something to consider is meal frequency based on the fact that we utilize, according to research, at best 40 grams of protein per meal. So those are four factors or four components that we would consider in regards of protein within a diet structure. So the most important is diet consistency, daily consistency, is just having the amount of protein you're supposed to have every freaking day. Second to consider is, okay, when am I having the protein? So you talked about dividing the day into thirds, trying to have a nice even distribution throughout the day. Then what protein sources am I eating? Am I having faster digesting protein sources when I want protein more available? Am I having slower digesting protein sources when I want the protein being slowly released between a long duration between meals or overnight? And then the fourth thing is how many meals do I have to have per day to get the best utilization of protein? So that way I can get closer to the 40 gram mark, and therefore I'm going to get better utilization out of all of the grams of protein that I actually do eat. I can get utilize the most of it. So those are the factors we look at. In general, a good day for protein is you have a good serving portion when you wake up with a fast digesting source. Then you have a good serving before you go to bed with a slow digesting source. And then you spread your protein out throughout the day as best as you can, trying to time the protein to be digested and available at the time right after your workouts. So protein early, protein often, and protein before bed. And that's a pretty good protein day. Awesome. If you have any follow-up questions, if you need anything, just shoot me a message on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. You can also see the different services we have for coaching, as well as the free educational information we have for nutrition and training that's available on the website as well. If you have any questions, let me know. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.